Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Thai energy developer B Grim Power is expected to sign $186 million of loans with the ADB for the 257-megawatt Fuyen Solar IPP project. And two-thirds of Mozambique's 28 confirmed cases of coronavirus are linked to the site of Total's $23 billion LNG project, which has now been put under quarantine. Over in the commodity finance industry, on our essentials news front, Nordic oil and gas producer Lundin Energy has secured a $340 million unsecured corporate credit facility with five as-yet-unnamed banks. Over on a third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Zambia raised the stakes in its fight with Glencore by threatening to strip the company of its copper mines in the southern African country. Insurance firms have started covering charter flights to carry gold, helping to ease logjams in the bullion supply chain that caused prices to diverge sharply in different markets, the London Bullion Market Association revealed. And the issuer of $500 million in bonds arranged by Glencore to prepay Kurdish oil is seeking a delay of the debt repayment as lower oil prices hurt the Kurdistan regional government's revenue. And finally, last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering, TXF's Sean Keating, says that there is a lot that sickens about PR, but Greensill's use of the coronavirus to drum up publicity for its payday loan product is a new low in the alternative finance sector. On a third-party news tracker service, in the trade space, the banking and finance sector has lent over £1.1 billion to SMEs so far through the Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme, Trade Association UK Finance reveals. And the Export-Import Bank of the United States is to temporarily stop covering or financing any exports of critically needed personal protective equipment and other medical supplies and equipment during the coronavirus crisis. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.